You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner, where we share relevant financial information about your ever-changing financial world. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager, and I have in the studio with us today, Jennifer Stoner. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk today about mortgages. The market is changing. We're seeing constantly new things, trends going on in the news about the real estate market. As a mortgage loan officer here at the bank, tell us a bit about what you do, who you are, how long you've been in loan origination.
Sure. Thank you. I've been in banking for 20 plus years somehow, but I've been lending for at least 10 in different capacities. I've worked in every level in the branch and back office support. I love people. I love helping people. And I really think I found my niche with lending because it's so rewarding to help people, whether it's first time home buyers or it might be someone who's expanding their family and they're just so excited about this new chapter. So it's so rewarding in many ways.
So I'm going to echo that. In one of my tours in finance, I was a loan originator as well. So I've had the same opportunity to shake somebody's hand. And sometimes it's a tear in their eye as you've helped them make this huge transition. Because we're going to be talking about mortgage stuff today. And some people, you and I, we're in finance, so we geek out about these kinds of things. But if somebody is looking for some more information, we're going to touch base this again at the end of our show. What's the best way to get in contact with you?
My office direct phone number is 517-782-5549. You can also find me on our website at cnbb.bank.
Perfect. Our show is short, so let's jump right in and get some questions going on, get some answers for our folks. Okay, so the market is changing, and it's been kind of difficult with limited houses on the market. Sellers are only accepting offers with cash or no contingencies. How have we been able to help in this kind of situation?
I think we really have a niche in this space, actually, Steve, because the home sale contingency is an issue, especially in this competitive market. And we have a number of different ways to really help position our customers to avoid that contingency. Sometimes people have referred to these as bridge loans. That's not what we call them. But there's something where we can structure the situation to pull equity out of a home, to make both things work simultaneously. And it's worked out beautifully for our customers time and time again, especially these last 2.5-3 years.
At the time of the recording of this show, the Fed just raised rates again. And I know that's the prime rate, and that's not necessarily the mortgage rate. There's not always a direct correlation, but rates are changing.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how are we still allowing customers to lock our clients? Can they still do that lock option?
Well, we can lock a rate for 45 days. And it's because we are in a very volatile interest rate market, but this is what the investors allow. We offer secondary market loans, which, you know, the investor says 45 days. We also offer in-house financing. But it is one thing that we really have to stay on top of, especially with our folks that we have pre-qualified for a purchase. We got to stay on top of that and make sure if this rate is jumping, we got to still make sure that sale price is still affordable. So it gives us a little bit of a run for our money, but that's where you get that personalized service with all of our lenders at County National Bank to make sure that we're on top of those changes for our customers so they do not miss out.
So locking that rate is an option, and you mentioned 45 days. Does that give us enough time from application to close? Kind of on average, what's our turnaround?
You know, I always kind of say 30 days is an average turnaround. However, in this market, we're really seeing our applications go so quickly. We're closing within 2 to 3 weeks sometimes. Our turn times are fantastic right now.
So the market is in fluctuation, but we are not. Well, we're not trying to make this a sales program. We want to focus too on kind of the changes that are going on. Are we seeing the market changers? Who's buying houses right now? Are we seeing more investors buying homes? Are they first-time home buyers? Are they those that are upgrading? What are we seeing?
I'm asked that often, and it's really a mix. It's amazing, but I've had a lot of folks buying investment properties or even second homes. That's really been very popular these last couple of years. A lot of first-time home buyers, and we have people that, you know, are expanding their family, and so they need to upgrade, or they might be empty nesters and they're looking to downsize a little bit. So we really have a nice mix of all of that.
So it seems like if you're in the market for a home previously, before this kind of a little bit of a, some changes going on as the market does, it's still a good time.
It is absolutely a good time. You know, everybody's situation is different. So it depends on the customer and their personal scenario. But that's what we do as experts, is we talk to our customers and really help guide them. You know, a lot of times those first time home buyers, they can still buy a home for a less mortgage payment than their current rent. It's always a good time. And that's an investment in, you know, your future and your assets.
Again, with this market trend, what are we seeing prices doing? What are we seeing volume doing? Are the number of homes on the market? How is that affecting? Answering that question, let's then take it to the first-time home buyers after we kind of go, you know, what are prices doing? And how does that then affect somebody who's there? This is their first time. Because I've had a number of clients approach me in the branch and say, hey, you know, I want to buy a house. What's the first step to that? So take it. Let's look at this trend now from a first-time home buyer perspective.
Well, and everyone thinks, oh my gosh, prices are so high. And you know, I hear it often. Oh, the prices are going to crash. I'm not a mortgage economist, but I do follow quite a few. And, you know, this is opinion based, but everything that I'm seeing and currently I'm seeing, prices are holding. Offers are still at or above sale price currently. I've had very few that were less than. I think personally that the prices will continue to hold at this level for some time. Again, because we don't have a lot of homes for sale. So it's going to keep that demand there and keep the price up. But I don't see any kind of huge correction happening with these prices. So as a first-time home buyer, absolutely. Look at that comparison. What am I paying for rent? What can I get for a mortgage payment? And I think a lot of times our borrowers are pleasantly surprised.
So we're getting close to the end of our show. What is the best thing that somebody who wants to buy a home, this is the first home they've ever purchased before, what are a couple of first good steps that they can do?
Absolutely. The first thing to do is get your team of experts. So your professional realtor, your professional lender, and let's take an application, make sure you're qualified, talk about credit, talk about things that people don't necessarily think about. Your money coming to closing is not just a down payment. There's other costs and taxes and insurance and all sorts of fun things. So it's really important to sit down with those professionals and know and get an idea of the big picture.
So let's touch real quick, basically, on that pre-qualification. What does that process look like?
We can do those over the phone, online, or in person. So whatever your or customer's preference is, we can accommodate that. This application is going to collect information such as employment and income and your assets, you know, how much do you have in checking, savings, and retirement accounts? We pull credit and we look at what's contained in that credit report. So we've got a number of factors that we're evaluating, but then we'll want to collect some income information. So W-2s, pay stubs, if you're self-employed, that's business returns. And then we do an income analysis and we say, this is what you can afford and this is what you can expect. And what I love to do for my customers, especially in this competitive market, is what's our maximum? Because when you're in the heat of the moment and it's Saturday afternoon and you're wanting to make an offer on this dream home and your realtor is telling you, well, we've got some competition, it's so much easier to go down from that versus go up, you know, in that moment, in the heat of the moment. So that's really the general process. It's easy.
So I think this is the perfect spot for us to jump back in. At the beginning of the show, you gave us your contact info. If we do have that first-time home buyer or anybody else who's looking at purchasing a home, again, investment, second home, vacation home, or that first-time home buyer, what is the best way for them to get in contact with you?
Yes, thanks, Steve. My direct office phone number is 517-782-5549, or you can find me on the web at cnbb.bank.
Well, as promised, our show is designed to give you relevant financial information about the changing world. And yes, the real estate market is changing. But that's all the time that we have. So we're going to have to stop it here. This has been the CNB Community Corner. My name is Steve Kuiper. I'm your friendly neighborhood branch manager. Our sound engineer is Brad Taphouse. And our special guest today, excellent mortgage loan officer, Jennifer Stoner. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Serving Lenawee and Hudson, Adrian, and Tecumseh, High National Bank is banking that stays in the community. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.